Welcome to Through the Seasons. I'm Megan Gilger, and today we're going to be talking about preparing for hibernation. Now that we're really into December, and granted this week is incredibly warm, there's no doubt all around us that everything is preparing for hibernation. It is very clear this has been going on for a while. And I want to talk about just why this is important because, and I go more in depth about my personal and experiences with hibernation, but I think that we discount the fact that our bodies are affected by the light, the movement of the everything, that we're so interconnected with nature. And I think it's really easy to forget when we live in a city or, you know, when we're in the hustle and bustle of the routine of things. But if I see everyone, like ever since the time change, you know, at the beginning of this month, there's been all these people saying, oh, it's like terrible, like it's dark at 4 p.m. and like all this stuff. But the thing is we are now on standard time right now. Like, this is what it is, like, if we don't adjust clocks. And some people are like, this is why we need daylight savings. And I beg to differ, because I truly believe, and the research is pretty clear about this too, that there is something really, really important about creating a rhythm of our life with nature, and that includes the light. There's a reason it gets dark. There's a reason that we go through these periods of time where it's dark. And the reason it's so challenging is because of this, like, you know, we have to work in a certain way, our schedules don't change. Like, it frustrates me so much that in some ways, I guess, like, I've become more of a morning person now that I have children in school and they have to be at school between 8 and 8:15 every day. And which I kind of fathom getting them up earlier for middle school, but we'll approach that when we get there. But because I never could fathom even waking up at 6:30 in November. And it was the thing I dreaded about having children, and it was why I didn't become a teacher, because I hate getting up in the morning. I, particularly in the winter and in the colder months and the darker months. And I really think that there should be an adjustment and a flow within the schedule of life and day-to-day routines of how, when do we go to work? When do we do things? Because as much, like, there should be more work time and more things getting done in the spring and summer when the light is returning and the energy is forward and into this, like, next thing, where, and the days are longer, whereas in the winter, work should be less, our routines should be softer, we should spend more time sleeping, we should spend more time resting, whatever that looks like for you. And I just don't think that, I think the reason those things feel so uncomfortable is because of that, not because of nature, not because the light has adjusted, but because our lives don't adjust with it. And if I could advocate for anything in the world, it would be more of this. And it sounds really silly to say that, but I think there's something that happens because we don't pay attention and we don't allow life to adjust as, like, a whole society. And, but okay, we can't fix that. There's much bigger problems in the world. So instead, I think we can pay attention to what is going on in our body and what our body's desiring. And I don't know about you guys, but now that it's darker, I definitely want to be in bed at like 8 o'clock, like at the latest. And that sounds so old lady to say, but I'm okay with it because I saw something that said that in the winter, we actually do need more sleep. And I think we fear the idea of rest and the idea of caring for ourselves and listening to ourselves, or maybe we just avoid it because it feels unproductive. And, but yet, like, the whole reason that we enjoy summer and that everything is so lush in nature is because it goes to sleep and it rests. And I just feel like there's something to mimic within ourselves to that. And many of the people I know who are farmers or, you know, gardeners or anything like that, they all, like, take a break, you know, like, you have to tend to yourself. You have to be begin this transition right now of grounding ourselves so that we can tend to ourselves. And the trees are doing it, the animals are doing it, the birds are doing it. Everyone's doing this massive transition from produce, produce, produce to now we sequester ourselves and we rest. And I've been thinking about that a lot, particularly as it's gotten darker, and how nice it is to sort of take time, and it, how awful it feels when I stay up too late or like, you know, do something that doesn't feed that transition right now. And I didn't notice that as much, but about 4 years ago, actually yesterday, I had my daughter, and it was a point. I loved having a baby in November because it was a point of transition. There was I have to squirrel everything away and prepare myself to hibernate. And I learned so much about hibernation and healing and how resting and listening to our bodies is incredibly important in order to be able to face what lies ahead when we come out of hibernation. The amount of work, the amount of effort it takes to rebuild and grow new things. And unfortunately, I emerged when the whole world was shutting down, but that's a whole nother conversation. But I do believe that the work that I did to prepare myself for that transition mid-November 4 years ago taught me a lot about how important transitioning into this grounding and rest period of the year is. Because that time that I spent from mid-November to the middle of February, it was like almost 3 months where I was very slow. I didn't have a social life. I didn't do anything other than just hang out with my family and rest and care for myself. And there started to become an urgency in me. But I think that was because I tended to myself. The healing that I was capable of doing then was amazing. And by eating these warming foods, by, you know, I learned so much about what it takes to hibernate and why, how lovely it is that like bears have babies in the winter and they hibernate with them all winter, and then they emerge in the spring with their newborns that aren't really newborns at that point. They're almost like 3 months, 4 months old, depending on when they had them. And I just find that really cool because I felt so much like a mother bear, and it was such a cool thing to experience that. But I think even if you're not having a child, or I think there's ways that we can do hibernation and prepare ourselves to hibernate this month. Whether it's like sitting outside in the sunlight that we're getting right now, it's a gift. And that sunlight won't be the same as what we experience in January and February. And I also think when we do this, we can look at the giant calendar of the year and realize that, oh, wow, we only have like 3.5 months to hibernate. That's not enough. That's how I always feel when I get into it. And I realize like, wow, this feels really good to just like relax and like really sink in and do yoga in the evening and like drink tea and separate myself from the social life and world and the pressures of everything. And granted, I am an introvert and I really, really find that I build energy this way. And so I know that that's different than other people, but I think it's important to understand right now, what is it that is going to feed yourself through the winter? And that is the question that I think we just have to ask as we prepare ourselves for hibernation, is what is going to feed you and feed that deep inner self. And you got to address that and you got to be real about it. And I'm not always good at that, oddly. And maybe that's why I'm encouraging you to do it, is because it'll encourage me to do it. So today, that is what my like one thing is like when we're thinking about hibernating, we're thinking about this and we're really digging into that idea of how to feed ourselves. And feeding ourselves doesn't necessarily mean food like vegetables and, you know, proteins of any kind and nuts. And, you know, it's not that. It is that. Those things are important too. Don't get me wrong. But what is it that's going to sustain you, body, mind, and soul, through these next 4 to 6 months? Because that's really how long it is until we can like fully emerge ourselves from the depths of winter, right? We're diving down into the darkest day of the year, and we are going to be spending the winter rising back up until we get to mid-March when we begin spring, which is the equinox. And then we'll continue this rising till we get to the longest day of the year. And how are we going to be building that energy in ourselves in multi-layers of ways so that when we emerge on the equinox and begin this process of growing things, granted, if you're a gardener or a farmer, you're going to probably be doing that in February and January, depending on what you're starting, like onions. So you want to be thinking about, how am I going to take care of myself in every facet? What are those things that are going to make the difference of my winter? And maybe that's something like starting a dinner club, you know, like once a week or once every other week, you meet for soup and bread with some close friends, and then you get that social interaction. Maybe it's joining a ski club. Maybe it's getting into racing, you know, at a local ski resort, or whatever it might be. Everyone has different things, but, or maybe it's like every week going to a yoga class, like a yin yoga class to like at night. Maybe it's going on a drive or going on like a something to pursue, like a series of hikes to do in the winter. There's all these things that you can choose to add to your life that will feed you in a new way. Even things like, I know that there's things I just say, that's not going to happen until winter. And it's things like reorganizing drawers in the house, getting rid of things, clearing out a closet that needs to be reorganized and assessed and thought about. You know, maybe it's going to therapy. Maybe it's, you know, some of those things that in this height of summer, when the sun is shining, you really don't have the capacity to do. Those can be very feeding things. So we always want to think about the light and dark times of year and what they offer us. And the light times of year allow us the abundance of sunlight, joy, abundance in general of everything, heat, time on the water, time with friends. It's very socializing time of the year. Whereas these darker times of the year, that can be harder for some people, because maybe if you're not an introvert, you don't thrive on this silence and quiet and darkness like some of us do, such as myself. You will have to think about certain things like, how can I heat my body properly? How can I, you know, feel sunlight? Maybe it's taking a trip if you can, or going on a road trip, or, you know, there's so many things that can feed you during this time. But the time to decide those things is in November. It is in this time where we're making that transition into the dormancy of the year. And if, because making those decisions in January is going to feel very different than making them in November. And maybe sometimes what we decide in November, we realize doesn't feed us when we get to January. But the goal is to assess it now, make a list, kind of come into it, you know, figure out how it's going to work, how it's not going to work. All these things are really important. So I hope this is really helpful, because my goal this winter is for you to really find joy in it, because winter has so many amazing things to offer us. And in fact, I think it's the most important season for us to reckon with. Every other season, we can find some sliver of beauty and joy. And though spring to me is the hardest season of them all, because it's so busy and it's so much work and it's so depleting. As a gardener, it can be really immense. So that said, I do believe that so many of us are challenged by winter. We're challenged with seasonal depression. We're challenged with all these things. And none of those things mean that you're not a seasonal person. It just means that we have to identify what is going to help us endure a hard and challenging season, if that is what winter is for you. And it helps build resiliency and understanding of self and, You know, what is it to rest? What is it to shift gears? And it's not always like a comfortable conversation, but it's also, I want to say, to normalize it, it's also okay to say, like, I really do have like clinical seasonal depression. And if you need, you know, any help with that, there's no question about it that that is true for some people and that is helpful. And I hope that you take that action, but along with some of these other things to help yourself pay attention to you, nature, and the bigger picture of it all. Because I think when we coincide those two things together, it can be incredibly helpful. And there's nothing wrong with saying like, I need a little extra help, because we all do at some point in our life. So if not multiple times. So I really hope that this kind of gets you in that motion, because it's easy to think about when we're in this warmer, brighter time of a month, you know, many of us are getting a warm up, and it's easier to think about that right now. We can get into a point of starvation or what is the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the words. not abundance, it's the opposite. Scarcity, that's the word I'm looking for. We can get into this mindset of scarcity in that moment where we're like, oh gosh, I just need this. I just need to like escape. I just need to like, instead of that, think about it in your calmest place right now. Like, what is it that really fills you up? And what is it you need? And make that list now, so that when you get to that point of scarcity, you can see how many options lie before you to help you, and ways and questions. All that is in the newsletter I'm going to include. I do not have my reflection written for the podcast today. It's just how my week worked out. So you'll have to catch the newsletter in order to get the reflection. The newsletter is completely free and open, so you can just head to megangilger.substack.com. I hope you read it there and enjoy it. Until then, my friends, I'll see you out there.